Hey listeners, it's B-Side. Welcome to episode 100. We did it. Oh my god. We are not going to give you the disclaimer today. We are not going to give you the intro song today. What we are going to give you is the class of 2020. We sat down and interviewed college graduates as well as some high school seniors who are about to embark on some amazing things. And we discussed with them what it feels like to be a senior in college, in high school, during quarantine, during a pandemic, and to have everything that, you know, you're supposed to focus on literally just stop and you have to sit still. We want to thank Aliciana Guerrero, Trinity Glace, Tiana Nolasco, Jacob Enos, Ben Reynolds, Maddie Machado, and Rebecca Paul for sitting down and talking with us. We want to congratulate you guys once again, and thank you so much for being a part of this.
Hey, now we're talking to my niece, Tiana. Hello, Tiana.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. How are you feeling right now with all this craziness? Are you going stir crazy being in the house?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you taking any rides anywhere?
No, we're not allowed to do that.
Oh my goodness gracious. At least I'm going to the store to get out of the house. So Tiana, how old are you? Because I know something's happening soon.
I'm 17, turning 18 pretty soon, May 12th.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. Is Mother's Day falling on your birthday this year?
I don't think so.
No, because you're born so close to Mother's Day that sometimes when it comes around, you know, your birthday falls on it. But and what school are you currently going to?
Marblehead High School.
And you're a senior. I can't believe that. So when you first obviously started the school year, you were obviously super excited. So what did you think your senior year was going to be like when you started? You were like, you know, what were you going to do? Like, I'm going to do this. What were you so excited about?
I was really excited to graduate with all my friends and like make really fun memories, like at prom and rafting, stuff like that.
Now, did you get your volleyball season in?
Yeah, we did.
You did. You got the, and when did that end?
In November, but then club season started in January and that didn't get to finish, but that's okay.
Okay. So you got to start that in January?
Yeah.
And when was that supposed to go until?
The end of May.
Really? So then at what point did they stop and say, you know what, we're not going to continue this club? Was it before you leaving school? Did they stop that like a couple weeks before?
Yeah, because we go to tournaments with like a bunch of like other people. So once like people started getting sick, they decided to like call it off so that we wouldn't also get sick.
Right. Was that like in February or March?
At the end of February.
Okay. So they kind of nipped it in the bud kind of right when everyone started talking about it. When at school or when did you start hearing about like all this coronavirus stuff? Like where, like was it January, February?
We started talking about it in school in January, but I didn't think that we would actually like cancel school. So like everyone always like joke about it, but it wasn't really serious until it like actually did cancel it. So
now when you first started hearing about it, like obviously you said, no, obviously no one was thought it was going to be this big. So did you guys just think it was like the flu or a cold or it would pass or it would never like what did you guys think?
We probably like thought it was like the flu, kind of like people were going to get sick, but like it wasn't like as serious as like we thought it was going to be. So
right.
Like, yeah.
So when they said that you were going to be, you had to do online school, were you excited about that?
Yeah.
You were? But don't you miss all your friends?
Yeah. Well, See, I like online school because it's a lot easier for us to do, but, like, I miss being in school and, like, actually seeing everyone, and, like, I miss talking to my teachers because, like, they're really funny.
Right. And so do you have Zoom classes? Like, do you have certain classes you have to be there for, or do you have, are you more lenient?
My classes are really lenient, but, like, we do Zoom classes just to, like, talk to everybody, so, like, we're not, like, going insane, not seeing anyone.
Right, right. Now, are your teachers being, like, all of them being, like, really cool? Any of them trying to be a hard ass?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Gerber, he's my chem teacher, and I have to make a presentation every single week.
A presentation like via Zoom, or just to be a presentation to send in?
A presentation to send in, but now we're starting to like present them on Zoom. So.
Oh my God. So when is your last day of school? So as a senior, is that changed? You know how you guys usually get out earlier than the other kids?
Well, we still get out earlier, but it's going to be later. So we were supposed to go on senior project on the 27th of April, and then get out in like the end of May, or like the middle of May-ish, like the 20th of May. But now we're getting out May 29th or like June 1st-ish that week.
And your prom was supposed to be when?
On the 29th.
And is that officially canceled?
They don't know yet, but we're assuming it's canceled since we haven't heard anything.
Do you think it's probably going to be like, do you think a last minute decision?
Yeah, probably.
Now, you already got your prom dress, right?
Yeah.
Bummer, man. So I will see how this all, I really hope so. There are, you know, you probably see that there's, you know, people who want to do Zoom proms, and they're really trying to figure out like how they're going to do this. So if they came back and said, you know what, we're going to do a prom in August, would you do that?
Yeah, but most of the kids, like, what's hard about it is they're going to leave for college in August. So we'd have to make it in, like, the beginning of August. But, yeah, I would do it.
And then graduation for you, have they officially said anything?
No.
No, and have you heard, like, any different rumors or anything about how they would do it if they couldn't, you know, like a Zoom graduation or anything like that?
Well, everyone's saying that we're just going to get our diplomas in the mail. Like, we're not really going to do for it.
Right. Well, there's so, you know, Cameron and Darcy in Florida, yeah. You know, Cameron is also graduating, and what they're doing, and I thought this was fantastic. So what they are doing is they're doing a Zoom graduation, and they are going to have each kid on, and when their name is called, and they're actually going to, and they're going to mail their cap and gown to everybody, and everyone at the same time is going to be on this Zoom call. And when your name is called, and you know, it'll go to you. And that's kind of what, that's what they decided that they're doing.
That's actually so cute. I really like that
idea. Yeah, right? I was like, that is an awesome idea. They could do like a, like, you know how you guys would do a run through in graduation? They could just do that the day before, a couple days before, do a run through in graduation, and make sure there, you know, there's no kinks in it or whatever. And then, you know, and then get on and do it. I thought that would be a good idea.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Are we talking to Cameron at some point? Did we establish that?
No, probably not. He's not a big talker.
Well, neither is Tiana. Tiana is a scary.
Oh, you kidding me? Tiana will sit there and talk your ear off. Don't let her. don't let her fool you. Cameron literally will not talk to people. Like, literally will not.
I said, but he's so cute, though.
I know he is. So, Tiana, what are your plans for the fall? Are you going to college? Are you working?
Yeah, I'm planning on going to Assumption College in the fall.
Perfect. And what are you going to school for?
Thank you. And I'm planning on majoring in accounting and business.
That's where the money is, girl. That's where the money is. If I knew how to, you know, deal with numbers at all, like 1 + 1, I would be in finance. That is where I 110% would have gotten my degree, because I see how much money they make and I could never get there. So I'm assuming, So I'm assuming you've already visited the college and, you know, you didn't wait last minute or anything. Like, you're good. You know what the campus looks like and everything.
Yeah.
And have you heard anything from them or no about, like, how to move forward with anything for the fall?
No, not yet. They're, like, trying to, like, figure out what they're, like, planning for the summer. We have, like, our orientation got moved back to July, so hopefully we'll be able to do that. Yeah, that's all we know.
Okay. And when did you accept Assumption? Before all this or during all this?
I committed during all this, but, like, I knew that I wanted to go before.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And where is Assumption?
In Worcester, Massachusetts.
And you're going to live there?
Yeah.
Awesome. So it's still just far enough away, but, you know, far enough away, you know? Do you have any messages or shout outs to any of your coaches, teachers, friends?
I miss all of my friends so much, very dearly, like Crystal, Brianna, Chikura. I miss seeing them every single day. I miss all my teachers, and thank you so much for getting me to where I am now. And Miss Bagnell, because she literally got me through high school. Literally.
Awesome. We all have that one teacher that literally helps us graduate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got. And my parents.
Awesome.
That's
yeah,
it.
And yeah, God willing, your parents.
I guess.
So, what have you been doing in your pastime? So, are you watching, other than being a TikTok celebrity?
Oh, I know.
I found out that you are.
And that's it. I'm pretty sure that's it. That's all I've been doing.
Now, what Netflix shows have you binge watched any?
I'm watching Gilmore Girls right now, and that's really good. But I just finished watching The Vampire Diaries for, like, the 100th time. Oh, yeah, Legacies and the original, too.
This is the second college student or high school student I've talked to about the Gilmore Girls in the last, like, 7 days. I actually have a Gilmore Girls tattoo or Gilmore Girls, like, theme tattoo on my arm.
It's actually, like, so addictive. Like, I was like, I'm just going to watch an episode. It probably won't be for me. And then I'm like, oh, now I'm on the second season and, like, my second day of watching it. It's so bad.
I can't believe people are just discovering the Gilmore Girls. Alicia, where are we? How old are we? We're so old, Alicia.
Didn't that start in the 90s?
No? No, 2000s. This is why we are not supposed to be on TikTok, and she is.
No. Listen, I'm ruling the fucking TikTok world. And I, Tiana?
She
is. Do you see any of my TikToks, Tiana?
I do.
Don't encourage her. Don't encourage her.
That's so good. Oh, that's my mom. I'm going to be famous.
Oh, Tiana,
did you
guys quarantine for too long.
Did you guys have a class song picked out or anything? Did you guys even get through that or any superlatives or anything?
No. Well, we got through superlatives in senior night, which was really fun, actually. And that's as far as we got. We didn't get our cap and gown, which we were supposed to get, like, in April, like, the second day of April or something. We were supposed to try them on, but that didn't happen either, so.
For the most part, congratulations on graduating. And going to college. Oh, my God. I feel so old. I feel so old.
Me too. Oh, guys, we're having a virtual prom on May 29th. I'm going to add you to my Zoom class. So wear a dress and get ready because we're going to do it if I don't have prom.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Awesome. I'm in. I'm so there. I got tons of dresses. Let's do it. I'm putting it in my calendar now.
Okay, good.
You know what? This podcast will probably go out by then, so we'll just invite everybody, all our listeners.
Okay, yeah. I'll just post the link on your thing.
Yeah, we'll do everyone. It. Perfect. It'll be an Alicia Unleashed sponsored virtual prom. Let's do it. Oh, can we get Scotty Mac to DJ? Let's go.
We'll get you a virtual DJ. We'll get you everything. We'll set up a virtual prom.
Well, other than that, well, congratulations once again. Thanks for doing this for us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we'll let you know when this gets all cut up and edited and properly and stuff and gets posted. So, Elysiana, could you just tell us how old you are?
I am 18 years old. I just turned 18 on April 5th, so pretty recently.
How was that for you in this current state?
It was a little bit weird, but at the same time, I feel like everybody kind of came together and tried to make it as special as possible. I had a few drive-by parade type things. I had a lot of friends and family contact me, call me, whatever it was. It was really good. I would say it was a really good birthday despite the circumstances.
So going into, like, you know, your 18th birthday, before everything started happening, did you have things planned for your 18th birthday that you were like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do all these things?
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't really plan anything big, but I did want to have a little get together with kind of all my friends and family to celebrate. My godmother came up with the idea. Lena came up with the idea. And we're just going to have like a cool kickback type deal and just chill out with each other. But it did come together in some sort of way, kind of like that, just not with all of my family.
So what school are you actually graduating from? What's the name of the school you're graduating from?
Washington High School.
And where is that? Because some people are not going to know where you are located right now.
So I live in Fremont, and Washington is one of the 5 high schools in Fremont, California.
And so at the beginning of your school year, what were your thoughts going into your last year of school? Like how were you feeling as it being your senior year?
I was feeling very sentimental. I was very excited for everything to come because I knew that, you know, working hard in school for 12 years was really going to pay off. And I was going to be able to enjoy kind of my last memories of high school and how it was supposed to play out. Obviously, a prom and different things like that that you're looking forward to, but also just hanging out with your friends and kind of experiencing that final last day of school was something that I was really looking forward to.
So when the news first started talking about the coronavirus, what did that, like, just the coronavirus itself, what did that mean to you and as, like, just a teenager?
I mean, I don't really watch a lot of news, so I saw it more on social media, and it didn't really affect me because it wasn't here, and obviously it was over in China, and so it's not real for you yet. So I feel like it was kind of just another news story, and I felt bad for the people, and it sucked hearing about it, but at the same time, I never thought it would affect, you know, here in the U.S. or here in my city. So it was kind of just like another news story.
So when the news broke about California starting to shut things down, and then school was starting to do the shutting down, like, we're going to take, like, stop school for a little bit, what were your feelings about that?
I was a little bit sad, but at the same time, I wasn't sure about the severity of the issue. It kind of was just like, oh, school's going to be closed for 2 weeks, and then we're going to go back to the way life was. And then obviously things progressed and more things happened. But my first initial reaction was, oh, we're going to be back in a few weeks. It's no big deal. You know, we're going to be healthy as a population again, everything's going to be fine. And then obviously, you know, things progressed and got worse.
Now, I believe in California, you guys are closed for the rest of the year, is that right?
Yeah, so for the rest of the year, every public school, private school in California is closed.
Because I know that, so Massachusetts just announced yesterday that they're closed for the rest of the year, and Nevada, where Trinity and Sierra are also just got announced. So you guys obviously have been ahead of this for a while, because you guys also did something a little different than everyone else in the country, where you guys went into a shelter in place.
Yeah.
So how did that make you feel, in a sense where you guys kind of were in a full lockdown?
You feel like you have, I don't even know. It was so fast and so sudden that you don't really have time to react or think about all the things that you could do before then, because, you know, it's developing every day. Every day is a new thing. And so we got the school closure. I was like coming to terms with that. Okay, we're just going to be off for 2 weeks. And then that following Monday was like shelter in place till April, whatever the first date was. So I felt very like confused and just kind of like uncertain about the whole situation. It's very sad, but at the same time, I'm like, what's going to happen next? So the whole thing was very confusing and very uncertain, and nobody really had time to think about things. And yeah.
So how do you feel now about overall your last year, or the last few months of your senior year? How do you feel now, considering what you're having to go through and what you're pretty much going to have to do to say just goodbye?
Yeah, it sucks. It really does. It sucks pretty bad, but at the same time, I'm remaining very, very hopeful that we'll be able to come together and have at least, you know, one last goodbye, whether that's graduation, whether that's a get together and, you know, 5 months from now, whatever it is, I'm very hopeful. And I've also just come to terms with it. I mean, I know this is part of life, you know, things happen, we can't control it, and we can only control how we react. And so I've been pretty, in the beginning, I was pretty negative about it. I was very sad, you know, kind of hurt over it, like, why would this happen to me, why would this happen to my class, and all these people and stuff like that. But by now I've kind of developed a routine of self-regulation, like, this is how it's going to be in college, so this is my chance to kind of, you know, prep myself for that, and just doing certain things for myself that make me feel good at home have helped me really to cope in this whole situation.
So I mean, you did get to go, was it your senior event or your senior semi-formal? You got to go to that, right?
Yeah, so we got a homecoming at the beginning of the year. We got a winter ball. We got a few senior events at the beginning of the year. The lockdowns, or not the lockdowns, but the school closures happened the week of our senior cruise, which is kind of, I mean, it's not really as formal as a prom, but it's kind of just like a seniors only event, because we do share our prom with the juniors. So the week of the school closures, it just felt like the slowest week ever. Every day something new was progressing, and by the time that Saturday came, they had canceled it. So we didn't get to do that, and then in weeks to come, obviously they fully just canceled everything. But yeah,
so out of the last final events that you would have had, which event do you think you probably would have missed out on the most out of all of the final events?
Mm-hmm. I would say grad night. I was really looking forward to Disneyland, you know, with my friends, kind of a chance to get away from my life that's always super busy with dance and school and everything like that. So I would say that's the one that I'm most, you know, aching about, and also graduation, but I still have hope for graduation. But yeah, no, grad night in Disneyland, definitely sad.
So speaking of dancing, you are a dancer, and I mean, I think ever since I've known you, you've been like constantly in dance. I think I've known you more as a dancer than I've known you as a, like a child or a student And I think you've done more incredible things as a day. I'm like, oh my God, you got to see my little Lisey. Like, I call you my little Lisey too. I'm like, look at her doing this thing on the Golden State Warriors basketball court. Like,
yeah.
And then, even the videos that you do, like the little dance videos and stuff like that, I'm much like, she's insane. Like, I'm like, I want to dance like that. I want to throw it back like that. Like, seriously. So how have you been handling not being able to go to like your dance competitions or your tryouts or any of auditions or anything like that?
Yeah, it's definitely been tough because I think, you know, dance has been there before for me before anything, and it's like my coping mechanism, it's my outlet. And so it's definitely been very difficult just not having the routine of going to the studio every day of the week and, you know, teaching my little kids in their classes and just being around my dance family who I've grown up with, who knows me so well. And so it's definitely been difficult. I've had plenty of resources, though. I have online videos. I have Instagram live classes. I have Facebook live classes. There's so many resources out there right now that I'm able to keep active, that I'm able to keep, you know, my fitness up and everything like that. But obviously the experience of going to the studio every week, the experience of, you know, bonding with your friends at dance competitions is all kind of, it got taken away so fast. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely been a struggle, and I've definitely had to find different ways to kind of keep myself active and keep myself just in that same mindset that I was when I was, you know, in season and with my friends and everything like that. We still keep in contact. We still have, you know, Zoom classes with each other, but obviously it's just not the same as before.
So I noticed that also another thing is that your mom and some family members got together and created a dance studio for you and your sister in her garage, mm-hmm. which is pretty sweet. I'm kind of jealous of that. Not that I need a dance studio, but I kind of want one. And so how has that been for you practice-wise and like for your competitions and your auditions via online and stuff like that? Has that been helpful?
It's definitely been helpful, and I'm super grateful that I'm able to do that with my space. I know a lot of people are kind of struggling right now because they're unable to just find the space and the, you know, the materials to pull it all together. And so I'm very grateful that I have that, and it's been very helpful because it's kind of like my new sanctuary where I go to take a class or I go to work out or I go to do, you know, whatever I need to do for dance. And also my sister as well, it's been her little sanctuary as well for dance. And so I feel like I'm very lucky and I'm very grateful to have that space to kind of create, you know, new dance memories, and even if it's just my garage.
So going back a little bit, your mom is technically a first responder, and she's kind of on the front lines. How has that been for you, knowing that she goes to work and you're kind of there with your sister and you know, like, everything that's kind of going on in the world, like, on top of everything else that you've got going on in your senior year, your dance life, your little sister's life? Like, how is this all, how do you, like, keep it all together?
I mean, it's definitely very difficult because I know that she's doing her job, and obviously we don't want her to be in danger or to be any way affected by this whole pandemic. But at the same time, she's a really strong woman. She's got her stuff together, and, you know, she's going to go out there and she's going to do it no matter what. So I think we've all just kind of remained optimistic about the whole situation and just kind of, you know, where can we find resources? Where can we do this? What can we do today? Like, just different things that help us keep that sort of sense of self-regulation. Like, you have a morning routine every morning. You're doing this every day. Just something that keeps the normalcy almost. And in her case as well for us, you know, it's just like a normal week for us now. And so that's kind of keeping us sane. And it's been like that since probably the very beginning of this, just trying to keep that routine, trying to keep the normalcy.
So for other seniors or for other students like juniors that might be kind of going through this and struggling a little bit, what would you have anything that you could say that, you know, might give some kind of positivity? Because you seem to be kind of doing regular things. You keep to have a regulation of, you know, going to classes. I messaged you earlier and I was like, hey, what are you doing? You're like, I'm in school. I'm like, oh, right. That's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like if you just keep on self-regulating and if you just keep on keeping a normal routine for yourself, that's the best way to get through this school-wise, life-wise, whatever it is. The more we keep ourselves in a routine, the more normal it'll start to feel, and the more you'll be able to kind of take in what's happening and be able to process it more and with a clear mind at that. So I just feel like everybody needs to kind of practice, you know, the new normal is what they're calling it, the new normal, and just being able to get yourself up every day and find that motivation no matter what. And also with school and stuff, I mean, I know here in California, here in Fremont, I should say, our new grading policy is if we were passing by March 13th, our grades can't go any lower. And so I know a lot of people are saying, oh, well, I'm just not going to do the work and da-da-da-da-da, which is fine for some people who don't have access. But at the same time, I think it's a good way to keep your education rolling, especially if you're going to college, especially if you're going to, you know, into senior year next year. It's a really good way to, you know, keep your learning going, keep your education going, keep that sense of, you know, doing your work every day, doing your homework every day. I feel like that's really important in this time because we have so much downtime. Why not use it to learn? And yeah, that's how I feel.
So going forward, do you have any advice for juniors going into their final year? Like any advice as a senior, just to a junior going into their final year?
I would say to definitely make the best of it from the beginning and just take everything with a grain of salt, but at the same time, you need to know that things like this can happen and it's important not to let it, you know, take your motivation away, and just to enjoy every day as it comes and really take in your whole experience, because you may not have it for, you know, as long as you want it. And not to take everything for granted. That's the perfect sentence. Not to take everything for granted. You want to make sure that you're really, you know, taking everything in, processing it, and you know, being present with the people around you. Yeah.
So what are your plans for the fall of 2020? Like college, work, what are we doing?
So I am going to do 2 years at Ohlone, 2 years at a community college, and then do a transfer program to either state or UC. My field that I want to get into is nursing, and I'm currently taking a medical assisting course, so that's kind of helping me to really solidify that choice for myself. So hopefully going into the fall, I'll be able to, you know, get my prerequisites, my general education done, and then eventually transfer. And then also I'm going to audition for the Warriors dance team. So I used to do junior jam when I was little for Warriors.
Yeah, you did.
Now they have the 18 and up, obviously, the 18 and up team. And so I'm going to audition for that whenever that comes around. We don't know, but whenever that comes around, that's my plan. And yeah, so school and dance, basically the same thing that I've been doing, but just on a much larger scale.
All right. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see your tapes and your little videos. I can't. If I get to vote, I'm going to vote all the time. Don't you worry. So wrapping up this little thing, what do you have any kind of messages for any of your teachers, your coaches, your classmates, or parents, or people that help support you along the way as we go into the end of this?
I would just thank them all for just giving me such a supportive and grateful, you know, experienced through my life. I didn't go into this quarantine with any negative thoughts, with any, you know, unresolved issues or anything like that. And I'm grateful for that. And just all the people that I'm blessed with and the people surrounding me, I'm very grateful for and very appreciative of everything that everybody, you know, does for me. And yeah, just very appreciative, very thankful, and couldn't ask for a better support system.
Awesome. Well, also, did you guys ever pick out your class song? Did you guys ever get to that point?
We didn't pick out our class song. We did order our cap and gowns, which are supposed to come soon. But yeah, no class song.
So wait, the cap and gown that you were pictured in the summer, was that like a fake cap and gown or was that?
Yeah. So they have like a bunch of them at the portrait place. Uh-huh. And they just pick your color. But actually, they switched up our cap and gowns this year, so now they're custom. So now everybody's going to be looking more uniform, I guess. I don't think they're going to have the two separate colors. So it's actually the one that I'm pictured in is not the one that I'm going to be wearing, hopefully, on my graduation day. But
so are you just going to wear that around the neighborhood and just, like, rock that thing?
I have to.
I have a feeling like there's going to be so many cap and gowns with a face mask on. Like I have that feeling, but well, I appreciate you taking the time to sit down and answer these questions as my very first person to talk with me.
Yay!
Well, thank you so much. Well, I wish you nothing but the best, and I'm so sorry that you're experiencing this.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, tell your mom I love her too, okay?
Well, have a good one.
You too. Bye. All right. So we're going to go ahead and record. So welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Becky.
So for everyone that doesn't know, can you tell me your name, please?
Well, my real name is Rebecca, Rebecca Paul, but I'm Becky, and I'm a senior at Tulane University.
And where is Tulane for some people that don't know?
New Orleans.
I love New Orleans. I went to New Orleans last year, and you were not in the country, and I was a little sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I gained like 12 pounds in my 5 days in New Orleans, and it was legit my favorite.
Yep.
It torrentially rained like 3 out of the 4 days I was there, but you know what? It stopped raining at night, which they said it was like the strangest thing, but we had a blast. We ate our way through that city. Oh man, I had a pancake flight that I still have dreams about, I'm telling you. And the alligator sausage, give me all the time. So what degree are you graduating with?
So I'm graduating with a BA in art history.
Nice. So is that what you first set out to do when you first went to Tulane?
No, not at all. Okay, before I ever, before starting freshman year, I thought that I eventually wanted to go into public policy. And then through the course of freshman year, I kind of settled on communications as a major. And then, by the beginning of sophomore year, I switched into the architecture program, did that for a year, figured out that that was making me miserable, and then I became an art history major the beginning of my junior year.
Okay. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, they say you're going to go into college, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, but then you start to realize, well, I have the luxury of learning all the things.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful that Tulane allowed me to make so many switches. They make it pretty easy, which is nice.
That's awesome. So in your years in college, what were some of the highlights for you Ooh. in regards to your time at Tulane?
Oh my goodness, there's so many. I think freshman year was probably my highest highs and my lowest lows, but I think as a whole, I do feel like that entire year is a highlight, just because I feel like I really came into myself, and kind of figured out, I don't know, a more authentic layer of my personality, and learned how to show that to people, and figured out like what I value in friendships. Other than that, moving off campus with one of my best friends, it's definitely a highlight. I don't know, Mardi Gras is always a highlight. I don't know. There have been so many. Oh, I joined a cappella. That's been a highlight. And I didn't want to be president of my a cappella group, but they kind of decided for me while I was abroad. And I ended up enjoying doing that for this year. So that's been a highlight.
So you traveled abroad. What major were you in for that? Was that art?
Yes, I was in art history, and I ended up going to kind of like a international arts school in Florence. And so I was mostly taking art history there, but I really loved that. Was, I don't know, I think that was the happiest I've been in my classes, because I also got to do some studio art stuff. So I did a etching class, which was like a lot of printmaking, which I had never done before. And then I also did a graphic design class.
Okay. So when you started your new semesters back, like when she came back from Florence and everything like that, and you started your new semesters for, I guess, spring or winter, fall here or whatever, because I forget how the college semesters kind of worked, because they're kind of crazy. Like you come home, you know, you have your winter break, and then you come back.
Yes.
So for your final year, what were you thinking was going to be your highlights? Like, you're like, okay, my final semester, this is going to be my highlight. This is going to be it. Like, we're going to get through Mardi Gras. We're going to get through Jazz Fest. We're like, this is it. My final semester. I'm going to graduate college. I'm going to bang it out. We're going to do everything, guys.
Okay. So I can tell you for this very last semester, I think what I thought was going to be a big highlight for me was, and that's something that Tulane does every year, like right before finals start. It's a Saturday usually, and they have a huge crawfish boil. It's open to the public, but unless you're a student, you have to pay. But for students, it's free. And you basically get unlimited crawfish, potatoes, corn, soda, like whatever you want. They invite live bands. Sometimes like kids who are in bands at Tulane will perform. It's absolutely my favorite. I like it more than Mardi Gras. I was so looking forward to Crawfest so, aww, so much. Like, I think especially because it happens right before finals, it's kind of the moment when you start to feel like, oh, wow, like, it's 70 degrees out and beautiful and all my friends are here and I'm about to graduate. So I think that's, like, the big one that I'm missing. But I got to do my senior year Mardi Gras before all of COVID-19 happened, which I'm very grateful for. And that was very fun as well.
Did you ever expect something like this to go on for as long as it has, or that anything like this would ever happen in your life, in your lifetime?
Ooh, that's a good question. I wish I could answer this question with like my pre-corona brain, because I think I'm maybe giving myself too much credit. I like to think that I expected something of this nature, not necessarily a pandemic, but something equally as historically impactful and impactful on like life situations, to happen within my lifetime, because I think most generations experience at least like one big thing that it's like, I don't know, changes the culture in some way. This going on this long, I'll say if you asked me like early March, I definitely didn't expect it to get this bad. Mm-hmm. I still had a cruise planned for April. And my mom was like, you should cancel that cruise. And I was like, but if I cancel the cruise, then if this blows over, then I'm just missing out on my cruise. I'd rather risk it and like, you know, pull out if I need to. Obviously, I'm not going to, you know, I wasn't going to put myself in a dangerous situation, but I didn't want to do that. And of course, that cruise ended up getting canceled by the cruise company. So I got my money back. But I think by the time I came home, I expected this to be at least a few months. And now, I can see it going on a lot longer than that. Maybe not to this degree, but I don't think that I don't think that things will be normal again for at least a year, which is kind of crazy.
So when did New Orleans kind of start shutting down? Because I know that there's a bunch of states that either started early or started too late. And Massachusetts is kind of in that realm where we were aware of it, but in my opinion, we were not on top of our game. Whereas California were like, shut this down.
Yeah.
And they shut down and they're doing not well, but they're doing a lot better than some other places.
Yeah. Can I look at a calendar real quick?
Yeah, so of course. Specific? Absolutely.
Let's see if I can. I don't even know what day today is.
For those that don't know, it's a Monday.
Okay. I remember I flew home on March 18th. They shut down, or they told us that school, that Tulane would be shutting down a week before that, so on March 11th. Okay. And I think it was on that same day that the governor of Louisiana announced that all the schools would shut down. Because I worked at a private school, like preschool facility there, mm-hmm. With babies. And I remember that was the day they told us that we would not be working starting the following Monday. I mean, I think that New Orleans might have, how do I explain this? I kind of just think their timing was right. I think that it was too late in terms of how the virus has kind of exploded there, but I don't think it's one of those things where New Orleans dropped the ball. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that they were really in a position to make that call sooner. Obviously, I don't know what goes on behind, you know, I'm not a politician. I don't know how that kind of thing works. But like at the point where they shut down Tulane, it still very much felt like, oh, we're doing this because this disease has entered Louisiana and mm-hmm. because the rest of the country is doing it. And then of course, like once I left New Orleans within a week or two, it's been spreading like crazy there. I know that one of the first places that it really started to spread was within a like elderly care facility. And of course it spreads much more rapidly and with more fatalities in a place like that. But I've talked to people and some of them are inclined to say like, oh, New Orleans, you know, it's, you know, they should have canceled Mardi Gras, or like kind of blaming it on the city. And I'm like, I don't think at the time, even though it was only 2 weeks prior to my leaving school, when Mardi Gras was going on, oh my God, this was like not on anyone's mind. I mean, maybe it was in Massachusetts. I don't talk to my parents like every day, but I really like, it felt like a non-issue back then.
So Mardi Gras happens right before Ash Wednesday. So no, it was not really on our radar in a sense. Trust me, I know when Fat Tuesday is. Don't you worry. I'm like lining it up. I'm like, yep, no. So where are you now?
I'm in Boston.
Oh, okay. So you're back here. Yay. Hello. Welcome back. How's the rain? So now you're kind of like doing that online learning, right? Or so how is that going for you as your last semester where you're like, oh my God, I just want to be done with this.
It's like pulling teeth while sitting in your worst high school class. Like, it's awful. I hate it so much. I've gotten a little more used to it, but it's one of those things. Okay, I'm prone to falling asleep in class. I'm not one of those people that, like, the class environment just keeps me awake. Like, if I'm overtired, I will fall asleep. And I'll fight it, but it'll happen. It is so much harder when you don't even have the stimulus of, like, as weird as it sounds to say, like, the hard chair and, like, the cold desk and the other kids around you and your teacher right there, like, in your face. So definitely, like, the first 2 weeks were especially rough. I definitely fell behind. I also, in making the move from New Orleans to here, had some trouble getting my ADHD medication.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't help. It's better now, but it's just exhausting. I think that's the best way to put it. I find being on Zoom all the time, especially for things like lectures, just really exhausting.
So you're doing Zoom meetings or Zoom lectures and stuff instead of just doing online courses? So I remember when I was in college, we would just have like online courses. I mean, obviously we didn't have, well, when I was in college, we didn't even have ideal internet or social media. So we didn't have this kind of online courses or anything like that. So you guys are doing that. So like none of that stimulates you. You're just like, oh my God, could this person like not right now?
So it's a combination. None of my classes are like fully the way you would take an online class. Cause I've taken an online class with Tulane before for my like service learning work. So it's like you do a service internship and then you're taking this class to accompany it to kind of shape your ideas around like being ethical in a service space and things like that. And, you know, that was clearly designed for being an online class. So I felt like it worked better. My classes now, a lot of them are meeting on Zoom once a week and then posting a bunch of lectures as like video lectures where you're not on Zoom, you're just like watching your professor, which is fine, but it is so tempting to just not do the lectures. Mm-hmm. And even on Zoom, it's just like, it's just so much easier to get distracted. I think that's a big thing for me. That,
mm-hmm.
And even if I'm not letting myself get distracted, it means I'm putting more energy into preventing that. And that's what I find exhausting about it.
Fatigue is real. The Zoom mm-hmm. fatigue is real.
Yeah, for sure.
And here you are doing a Zoom with me.
But this is fun. Like, it's different. I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to say about that, but I'm drawing a blank. Whatever. If I think of it, I'll let you know.
Now, do you think not having, like, a commencement ceremony for your graduation kind of changes your whole experience of being in college? Because you don't get to do that whole, like, sitting in the stadium, because I'm assuming you guys would be in the dome. And now it's kind of like, well, here's your diploma. Like, here you go, guys.
That's a good question. I think I would feel more that way if it were high school. Mm-hmm. I think that has to do with my high school being just, in high school, I felt like I went through hell and back. And if I did not have that ceremony, I'd be so angry right now. I care a lot more about the piece of paper at this point. And I will get a commencement. I don't know when it'll be. And I think it's important, but I think it's more important for my family than it is for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I want it to happen, but I want it to happen because I want them to have that moment of, like, oh, we contributed to this too. You know, we get to see our daughter cross that stage. But I also know a lot of people who feel very differently about that and are super heartbroken. The other thing is that normally our commencement is in the Superdome. This year they're doing, or at least at the time that our commencement was supposed to be, they're doing construction on the Superdome. Actually, I don't even know if that's still happening. But it was going to be moved to Uelmann Stadium, which is on campus. The problem with Uelmann is that it's outside.
No.
And in the middle of May in New Orleans, that is not what anyone wants. And so I think we're all like, at least I personally am like, yeah, I have no problem with doing it in a year when the dome is back open so we can have air conditioning. Nobody's grandparents will pass out. It'll be great.
Yeah. Now, so, I mean, I don't think even when I graduated, I don't think anyone ever wanted to see my college diploma. I think if anything, if they needed to verify my college degree, they just called the college and was like,
yeah,
hey, did she graduate? But I don't think anyone has ever questioned me or ever needed to see my college diploma whatsoever. What are the next steps for you once you graduate?
That's a great question. I'm not entirely sure. I'm bad at multitasking in terms of having multiple like goals that I'm working toward at a time. I'm just not great at it.
So, welcome to adulthood, my dear. Welcome.
Welcome
to the fold.
Been job searching, but I haven't been applying, honestly. This is my last week of classes, so I'm just gonna get through that and then kind of hit the ground running on that kind of thing. It's definitely tough because of the job market right now. And because I'm hoping to work in like a museum setting, museums just don't exist right now, but I'm not super worried about it. I know that like there are other things I can do in the meantime to support myself. And I think I'm in some ways a little less stressed than I was just because this is happening to everyone. And so now I'm not dealing as much with that feeling of like, oh my God, all the finance people already have their jobs and, you know, everyone has a job and I don't. And they have, you know, a salary and I'm just going to be working for a wage and like all that panic. I mean, you're catching me on a good day too, but I feel a little less alone in that thing. And I also have a friend who's trying to convince me to move to Vietnam for half a year and teach English, which I have no idea if I'm going to do that or not, but she's selling it in a really, really convincing way.
I do know someone who was in the leaders program here that he did that as well. He's still there. He teaches English over there. So he loves it. He absolutely thrives over there.
It sounds fantastic. Like I was so skeptical. And then she started really sending me like all the information and doing the numbers out. And I was like, oh,
yeah, he travels all the time, like to all these different, he's like constantly going to Thailand, he's constantly going to all these other places when he's like not teaching, and he lives for it. So awesome. Yeah, so you know, that could also be an experience too. Sorry Carol,
that's my one big hesitation. We'll see.
So we're going to be talking to a bunch of high school students about, you know, and high school seniors about you know, this kind of situation, what advice would do you have to pass on to them about the coming years into college, going into college, you know, their freshman year, or any kind of advice that you think, you know, that might, they might be, you know, that you think you might want to give them in regards to going into their first year?
That's a good question. And these are graduating seniors, right?
Yeah, graduating seniors, even juniors going in, because I mean, you've been through it, you know.
I guess I'll start with juniors because that's like the, I have that at the front of my mind. How do I explain this? Don't apply to any school that you wouldn't actually be okay going to. You know, if it came down to it and that was your only option, you know, make sure that you only apply to schools that you actually like in some sense, or would you'd be okay. And then I guess for both juniors and seniors, you know, I picked Tulane because it felt like a place where even on my absolute worst day, I still wouldn't want to go home. And I am so grateful to myself for making that decision. And I'm sure that seniors have already picked their schools, but if it doesn't feel that way, you know, don't be afraid to transfer. You know, I know a number of people who didn't transfer and then wished they had later on. I think that's my biggest advice. Maybe also, like, I don't know. It's an opportunity for a clean slate, and I thank myself all the time for taking advantage of that. Really, really pushing myself to kind of be like, okay, this is the side of me that I feel is authentic and I feel that people didn't recognize or didn't get to see in high school. I'm going to make that like the number one part of my personality for these like first few weeks when you're kind of presenting yourself to people, and then it becomes more comfortable. And I think I got to redefine who I was a little bit in a way that was really, really rewarding. Yeah.
And so in regards to this current state that we are in, as someone that is a young adult and in college, what would you say to other people that are your age or in your age range? What advice would you have for them that might be kind of, you know, out in that realm? And you're like, I mean, you said it yourself, you know, you were kind of less stressed about, you know, worrying about getting a job because everyone else is in the same situation right now. But like for other people, do you have anything or any kind of words that you might want to have or give to somebody else that might be listening to this, that might be going through this or might not know where to turn and be like, oh my God, I'm like struggling right now?
Yeah. I think I would say to just really try to remember that, I don't know, the hard feelings that come with this situation, they come in waves. I think that's something that I have to remind myself, just with my mental health in general, even without all of this, that, like, it's really easy when you are at a low point to feel like you've always been at a low point, mm-hmm. and that's not true. And generally, even if it lasts a few weeks, a month, whatever, there's going to be a wave where you don't feel that low, and then it'll be back, and then it won't. But I think that's easy to forget. Yeah, I go through that at least once a month where I'm like, everything's horrible all the time and everything sucks. And then, you know, a few days later, I'm like, oh, right. That doesn't last the whole month.
Right. I understand that too. So going into the wrap-up here, are there any messages to any friends or family, professors, or anyone that you would like to say on here that goes on to the internet as we wrap this up?
Oh, boy.
Hitting you with the hard questions, huh, Becky?
That's so tough. That's so hard. I know so many people. Well, since you have me thinking about my college experience as a whole, I guess I'll give a shout out to Megwyn Lovelace. She was my Portuguese professor my freshman year. And she got me through that class. Like, I am not good at Portuguese. But I'm eternally grateful to her for recognizing how much I was struggling, particularly with my mental health, at a time that I wasn't even recognizing that. I think she's a really big reason that I ended up treating my anxiety and depression and figuring out that I have ADHD. And she was the only professor I've ever had who was like, hey, maybe you should just take a semester off, you know, go do something else. It's okay. And I didn't end up doing that, but I think I needed to hear that at the time. So I'll always be grateful to Megwyn for that.
Very nice. Well, I thank you for taking some time today and talking with me, and I appreciate it. And I want to congratulate you as one of my little babies graduated college. I feel so old. Oh my God, I feel so old. Well, I'm sorry that you're not going to be able to, well, be in the Superdome or, you know, in the stadium, but I'm glad that you're not going to pass out. There's that. You know, and I'm happy that you're being able to do all of this. And, you know, don't worry about, well, your mom's not going to appreciate me saying this, but, you know, you'll discover things on your own. I mean, if you think about it, I graduated college and then moved to California for 9 years, had no clue what I was going to do, and moved back here. Still have no clue, but that's fine. Everything's fine. I'm almost 40. Whatever. It's fine. I just pay my bills sometimes. It's fine. Just pay your bills. That's all. Just as a sound advice of an adult-ish person, just pay your bills. Well, I hope to see you at some point, maybe this summer, you know, when things get lifted.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. And, you know, if you don't go to Vietnam to teach teachers or teach English, you know, maybe I know some people that work in museums.
That would be very helpful.
I'll see what I can do. All right. Best of luck to you.
Sounds
good. Bye, Becky.
Bye.
I am Trinity. And Grace. Yeah.
And Trinity, how old are you?
18.
Now, did you turn 18 during the quarantine and shelter in place?
Yes, I did.
How was that for you?
It kind of was a bummer. I wanted to do so much more. Like, I wanted to hang, like, actually celebrate my 18th, but with the quarantine, I couldn't, like, go to dinner and stuff. But my friend made a plan to meet up for coffee, and then we all met up at the park, and she planned like a surprise party, and a bunch of my friends came to the park.
Very nice. So now what people may not know is that you have a twin sister. She does not want to join the podcast today. And now, did you celebrate separately as like with friends, like different friends and stuff like that?
No, we have like the same friends. Like, we have different friends, but for our birthday, the friends we share came.
Now, what school are you graduating from?
Reno High School.
Okay. So at the beginning of the school year, what were your thoughts going into your senior year?
Beginning of the school year?
At the very beginning, like September 2019, what were your thoughts going into your senior year of high school?
I don't know, that I need to start figuring out my life. I need to do this senior year, get it done, and kind of like, I don't know, soak it in because it's my last year of high school.
And what were you looking forward to the most in your senior year?
Prom, senior prom.
Okay. Now, when the news first started talking about the coronavirus, what did that mean to you?
When the news first started, it like wasn't in America at all, so I didn't think it was going to come here at all. I thought it was going to like stay in China and then hopefully they contain it, but...
So when school closed for you in Reno, what did you think about that? Like, was it only going to be closed for a few weeks? What was the announcement they made to you?
Well, the announcement was, I think, so our last day of school was March 13th. And that was, we were going on a spring break for 2 weeks. So we thought we were going to come back. And then they said, oh, we might not come back. We'll come back at the end of April. Well, then as it got close to at the end of April, they're like, we'll push it off till May. And now it's May and school's canceled.
And how did that kind of make you feel about that?
I just feel like I got cheated out of my senior year. Everyone before, like everyone gets a senior year and now class 2020, no, you don't get it.
Now, and then you had to do like online learning, right? In e-learning?
Mm-hmm.
And how has that been for you?
Well, for Reno, none of the stuff that we do is like really graded. Whatever grade you have now, you keep. And if you do the assignments, it'll just bump up your grade for like extra credit. So I've been doing the assignments, but then I've kind of been slacking.
And so you've also been, you were in ROTC, right?
Yeah.
So how did ROTC, how does that work for you?
For this, like, being
canceled? For
your canceled?
Final year, yeah.
Oh, well, so I actually was in a leadership position this year, and, like, I was, I don't know, a leader in RO for my senior year, and now that it's got canceled, I again feel cheated. I did this through 4 years and now I don't even get to see it to the end.
And what rank would you be graduating with?
Captain.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
And what branch of ROTC is it?
The Army nice. Branch.
Okay. So you said that you missed prom. So besides prom, what else was there that you think you missed out? You think you missed out in your final months of being a senior?
We had planned senior sunset because in the beginning of the year you have your senior sunrise, mm-hmm. and we missed our senior sunset, prom. I missed my awards night for ROTC, and then just I missed my last concerts for choir, so. I just missed all the end of the year stuff and then now graduation.
Now you kind of going through this with your sister as a senior as well. So with that, have you kind of rallied together to kind of support each other in this, or have you guys kind of isolated from each other as well in this time?
I feel like we've done both. Like we've helped each other and like connected and like kind of help each other through that, man, we're missing everything. But I also feel like we've become kind of isolated because we're trying to become our like own different persons in the same house, so we gotta like separate from each other.
I can't see you guys being separated ever, but that's, you know, you're grown up now, so there's that. So what are your plans for the fall of 2020?
I'm trying to go to TMCC. I think so is Sierra. We're both going to TMCC, which is Truckee Meadows Community College. And then I'm planning on going to school and part-time job at the same time.
Okay, awesome. And then, so what advice would you have or do you have for the juniors of Reno High School that are going to go into their final year, you know, because you've been a senior and you're going through this? What would be some advice for some of the friends that you have that might be juniors or sophomores that are going into their junior year? What advice would you have for them?
Just take it in. Do everything you can your senior year. Make it fun while it lasts.
Did you guys get to do any kind of superlatives, like, you know, class clown or anything? Did you guys even get to do any of that? No.
Nope.
Did you get to pick your senior song or anything?
No. Nope. We had we were doing that in choir, and now it's nope.
So do they have a plan for you guys for your graduation ceremony or not yet?
No. They don't even have a plan yet to get our stuff from the school.
Oh, wow.
They're trying to make a day for the freshmen, sophomore, and juniors to go get their stuff. And then a different day for the seniors and kind of do something special, but nothing has been planned or set in stone. And then they have no idea what they're doing for graduation.
Wow. So wrapping this up, do you have any kind of messages for any teachers or coaches or ROTC instructors or classmates or parents or aunts and uncles or Ninas that might be listening to this just as you wrap this up and you move on?
I mean,
hit you in the gut, ain't I?
Thanks for my teachers for getting me through high school and teaching me all the stuff I need to know, and then with my family and aunts and uncles and everything, like, thank you for putting up with me. I'm an adult now. I have to go out in the world, and thanks for helping me.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to do this today. I know you're on your way to a party, so be safe out there. And just know that I love you all the way here in Massachusetts, where it's still freaking snowing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right? Well, you know, I still can't believe that, you know, you and your sister are graduating when, you know, one of my favorite memories of you are little 5-year-olds just wrestling in Lena's living room while all us adults just stood around and watched you, you know. And then, of course, your little brother.
I remember always doing that at Lena's house. It was always there. All of you were always watching just who could get who.
Exactly, yeah. And your little brother was like my favorite little baby, as he threw up on me a lot. But that's okay. I love him still. Well, congratulations. And I'm sorry that your senior year didn't pan out the way you want. But I'm sure that, you know, you're in the boat with a whole lot of people. So you guys have that to go with. But, you know, I'm sure your school will make it up to you. You know, they've got a whole summer, hopefully, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah, well.
I hope so.
Stay safe out there and.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for sitting down with me today. We'll be quick about this. I know you guys are kind of busy, or maybe not busy.
I'll go first. My name is Ben Reynolds. I'm 18 years old.
I'm Jake Eagles, and I'm 18 years old.
I'm Madison. I'm also 18 years old.
Did any of you turn 18 during the shutdown?
I did not.
Okay. So you guys kind of didn't have those birthday celebrations or anything like that, right?
No. Okay. Both my sisters did.
Aw, that's so sad. So let me just ask. So at the beginning of your senior year, what was going to be what you thought would have been, you know, the highlight of your last year?
Lacrosse.
Yeah, my team last year, we got all the way to the championship game, and I was kind of hoping that we could get there again this year and actually win, because we didn't win last time. But.
And Madison, what sport do you play?
Softball.
Okay.
My highlight was in the fall, because last year was my first year playing spring sports, so my highlight was the football season. So that was what I was looking forward to the most.
And going into your final year, like, how did you guys feel about it? Like, you know, how did you feel about summing up your final year, your last, you know, your, this is it. I'm done. I'm graduating. I'm out. Like, how did you guys feel about it?
I was excited, also kind of nervous that I was going to be going off to college the next year.
Yeah, I was excited, but, like, I was very nervous to, like, figure out all the plans for next year. I was just, like, betting on the fact that I still had that year to make up my decisions.
I was mainly excited. I wasn't really nervous, just because what I'm doing after college is honestly what I want to do for the rest of my life, which is be in the Coast Guard. So I'm still, like, this whole quarantine thing, not really too bummed out about missing the rest of the year, because I just can't wait to go into the Coast Guard.
So when they first started talking about the coronavirus, just the coronavirus itself, what did that mean to all of you?
For me, it honestly didn't really mean anything to me. I didn't really think that it was going to get this big. I kind of just thought that it would be over, but...
Yeah, seeing all the memes online about it, like, yeah, it was just kind of like a joke between everyone, and then it was here, and then shut everything down, so it was kind of crazy.
When I first heard about the coronavirus, I had no clue what it was, because I didn't watch the news a lot, so I honestly thought it was coming from the beer corona. Didn't know it was an actual disease. Until it actually, like, started to shut things down.
So when the school closed down, what did you guys kind of think about it? Like, how did you think when they said, you know, school was going to be closed for a couple of weeks?
I was very excited because yeah. I'm a big skier, and I thought that me not having to go to school would mean I could go up and ski for 2 extra weeks. And I was bummed about, like, the softball season being postponed. But if it was going to be postponed, I was excited that I would be able to be skiing. But then they canceled skiing too. So then it kind of just went downhill and I was upset.
Yeah, I was very excited at first. I was like, score, in like 2 weeks, we don't have to make up at the end of the year. Like, nice little vacation. And now we're just not going back, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I was excited about those 2 weeks. And then last week when the governor said school should be closed for the rest of the year, then I was kind of like, this is a lot serious than it was 4 weeks ago.
So when did they start implementing the online learning for the high school?
When they first started it, like when school first got like canceled for the first 2 weeks, not a lot of teachers were really doing meetings. I had one teacher that was doing meetings, but then they actually started picking them up, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, around that time. They came out with a schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot of teachers, even still, like, not a lot of teachers are actually doing the video chats. They're just, like, assigning us work, and then we'll maybe video call, like, every like, couple weeks or whatever.
Yeah, and some of the video calls they do now are just, like, 20 minutes of checking in, seeing how we're doing. It's not really, like learning, like, in a classroom. Yeah.
I don't even get a video call. My teacher's just buying things and I have to do it.
Lucky you don't have to wake up at 9.
I woke up at today.
I woke up at 12:30 today.
Yeah, me too.
So now that you guys are in this kind of situation, does this kind of change your overall outlook on how your 4 years, the last 4 years have been for your high school experience? Or does it just change your senior year?
I don't really think it's changed like the past 4 years. I think it's mostly just changed this year because I was so excited to just move on. And now that like we can't go back, it's like I wish that I like took the time to like focus on every day and like not take going to school for granted.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really change the experiences I've had the first 3 years. I just, like Maddie just said, kind of wish that I could just go back to the beginning of senior year and focus more on in class and stuff like that.
Yeah, they said it perfect.
So I know that towards the end of the year, there's a lot of events that happen that are more focused for the seniors. Which events do you think you're missing out on the most out of those senior events?
I'd say graduation's the biggest one, just because we look forward for 12 years, I think, to be able to like walk the stage, and now like there's a possibility we might not be able to do that, and then prom, but I think that graduation's bigger than that.
Yeah, 1,000%. For me, I think it was more the senior cookout, where we just go to stage 4 for the day and just have a ball. Just, yeah. I don't know, just because it would feel like back in like sort of like the middle school days where we all just got together and just had a blast.
Field day?
Yeah, yeah. Those field days.
Yeah, I think I'm going to miss I think graduation is the most important to me, just because like it's like really good closure, I guess, just because like walking across that stage is just what you've been working so hard for ever since middle school. I mean, kindergarten.
Middle school.
I mean, technically, yeah, middle school is where you kind of focus on that a little bit more, yeah. Sure. So for you guys that, you know, you all played sports, how does it make you feel that you didn't get to play sports this, you know, in the last few months or anything like that?
For me, it's a little bit of a setback because I'm going to be playing softball in college. And so not having my spring season and not playing in the summer, I'm a little nervous that I won't be like as good as I would have been. Yeah.
For me, it's kind of a pain because all throughout the summer and any of my free time, I would work out with James or Jim Eunice, throw in disc for track and field. So I kind of feel like I just took all those hours of all that and just threw it out the window.
Yeah, lacrosse was my number one sport, and like that's where I'm going to college to play. And I didn't really get a whole season my junior year because I tore my ACL. So it's just kind of a bummer to not be able to like have to miss another one.
Now, do you think you guys are going to realize that everyone else is going to be in the same boat with you because they all can't train either?
Yeah.
So you're all kind of going to be in the same boat, but maybe not so much. I know it doesn't take away, you know, I mean, I'm missing softball as well. I play softball, but I play slow pitch. So, mm-hmm. And I'm kind of missing being able to hit something right now desperately. Yeah. So I feel all your pain. So Jake and Madison, you said you're going to college, and Ben, you said you're going into the Coast Guard. So, you know, when do you guys, Jake, what school are you going to?
I haven't committed yet, but I'm really looking into Becker.
Okay.
Becker College.
And Madison, have you made your decision yet?
Yeah, I'm going to St. Joseph's College in Maine.
Okay. And, well, Ben, you've committed, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I already did all my testing and everything, so.
When do you swear in?
I think I just got off the phone with my recruiter like last week, and he says like I should be leaving by August 18th. So
how does that make you everyone feel, because you're kind of in this isolation right now and you can't really be with your friends as your final send-offs or anything like that right now, because we just don't know what's happening. How does that make you all feel?
Sad.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just
yeah, I have hope that it will be not over, but like it'll start to get better within maybe like a month or two, and we'll be able to say goodbyes like at the end of the summer or even the beginning of summer, hopefully.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about not being able to like see anyone like in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. Like not being able to see your friends every day at school and stuff like that. But I feel like all of us are still finding ways to like talk to everybody and see everybody, whether it's like going down to the parking lot and parking your cars and sitting in the trunks or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a lot of my friends have done like, they've done Zoom groups where it's just funny. Like they're all messing around, joking around and hanging out. And then a bunch have like done what Ben said, parked at the GHS parking lot. But it is kind of tough, like, not being able to just, like, go to the beach with people and stuff, go on boat rides and stuff in the summer. It's going to be tough.
And once in a while.
Yeah. 6 feet apart fishing.
So what advice would you guys give to the juniors that are now becoming seniors and their final year of school, now that you guys have kind of been through it a little bit?
Yeah.
I would mostly just say work your hardest and like don't be happy that you're there, but like be happy that you're there, because it's like a blessing to be able to be in school and to have the learning that we can get.
Yeah. I'd say like
no, you can go.
My old coach Mike Latta just always say every play like it's your last, and I'd say that to the juniors: take every day like it's your last, because you never know what's gonna happen. Apparently,
yeah.
I'd sort of say don't take anything for granted in this upcoming year, like whether you're playing sports or you don't. Like, work your hardest throughout the summer, and even come school year, give everything your all, because like Enos just said, you never know what could happen the next day. Tomorrow is never guaranteed, so
yeah.
And just going into the final wrap up, so last question, guys. Are there any messages that you have to your teachers, coaches, classmates, or parents? Just as a final, you know, whatever, goodbye, you know, that you could say to them if they were to listen to this?
I would say thank you to my parents for pushing me to be the person that I am. And also a thank you to my softball coaches and my field hockey coach for really pushing me and helping me to be able to play college softball, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
I'd have to give the biggest shout out to my mom, because she was the one waking me up every morning throughout the summer to go to workouts, always on my rear end about getting schoolwork done. And I probably have to give a shout out to the coaches as well, because they also helped us maintain our grades and made sure everything was okay. So,
yeah, I'd like to say thank you to my parents as well. They definitely pushed me through a couple days where I did not want to wake up and go to workouts, or did not want to do my homework. And definitely a big thanks to coaches, because I've never really been a big school kid. So having someone that like teaches sports, and they kind of, I don't know, it's just different. Like they understand where you're coming from, I guess.
Yeah, and a lot of like the coaches that me and Enos have had have also taught at other schools. Yeah. So like whenever we needed help at like a study hall or something like that with that subject, there was always a coach for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you guys for taking the time to sit down with me for just a brief moment. I'm sorry that you guys are kind of going through this. I promise that it'll get better. I mean, you know, it's not every day we go through a global pandemic. So there's that. But at least you can say that you graduated high school in one. So, but I want to congratulate you guys on, you know, making it 12 years through Gloucester High School. That's not an easy feat at all. And I wish you guys the best of luck. You know, Ben, thank you for your, you know, doing what you're going to do and serving our country. Jake and Madison, I wish you nothing but good luck in college. And I hope that you guys at least get to have some kind of closure in your final year. You know, hopefully they are able to do something for you guys. Yeah. I know that they're probably working on it as much as they can. You know,
yeah, I'm on the student council and we're figuring stuff out.
Awesome. Well, that's so good to know.
Yeah. Okay, we're trying.
Well, I thank you guys, and I will let you guys know when this gets posted, or I'll let Jake's mom know. But I wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
So that was a lot of interviews that we did.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, we got to hear all different perspectives from, you know, from one coast to the other. So that was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are feeling it. We definitely got them with that last question about what messages do you have for your family and your friends. It seems like that was definitely out of left field for all of them. That was
Virginia. Yeah, that got him right in the feels.
B-side does it again. Well, I, for one, like, I don't know if this was class of 2000 and this was happening, I don't know, like, how I would have handled it.
Would have been so weird because, you know, did we have cell phones? I mean, we just started having cell phones. We just started analog texting at that point. So there was no, you know, Zoom or video calls on your phone. There was, you know, you had a landline to call your friend. I mean, that's about it. So other than, like, you know, breaking the rules and walking to your friend's house or calling them, I mean, it really would have been different. Or, oh, we had AOL Instant Messenger at that time.
Yeah, we
so
did.
I think that's like the extent of our interaction would have been AOL Instant Messenger, because not even MySpace was around at that point yet, right?
No, LiveJournal would have been blowing up, I'll tell you that. yeah, no, because ICQ, AOL, like, yeah, I mean, the Gloucester 500 would have been, I'm sure the Gloucester 500 would have been all we can do. I mean, that's all people are doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a different world. I don't think not only the kids, but everybody, how fortunate they are to have the outlets that they do today, because we really couldn't imagine what it would have been like back then. And they probably would have canceled school because online schooling would have not even been a thing at all. Wouldn't have been a thing.
No, I had dial-up shit. You know how long it took me to download one friggin' song on Napster? Are you kidding me? My mom picked up that phone. I was screwed for a day. Like,
yeah.
I was done. Also, you think about it, too. Like, the amount, like, with social media, the amount of people that were able to connect to help out with people that needed masks and needed stuff. We didn't have that back in 99 and 2000. So, you know.
No.
And what's interesting also, how would we have taken the news about Fiesta being canceled? Since the last time you and I spoke, Fiesta and the 4th of July have been canceled. I'm sorry to laugh, but I'm like, shit just gets crazy. Like, it's just insane.
And it'll keep moving because, you know, 4th of July festivities everywhere, you know, have been canceled and the pops are canceled. And
until Labor Day. Know, Boston's canceled until Labor Day.
Yeah, so I think 2020 is just a wash.
Still better than my 2019, I'll just tell you that. I'm just going to say that.
Well, we want to thank everyone for participating. Good job, B-Side, on getting the lineup.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you for lining up the people you did. That was pretty dope. I appreciate that, you know.
So, well, hopefully next year we will not have to do a quarantine graduation podcast. Hopefully this is the one and only to go in the books. I have a feeling we won't, you know, we'll have more quarantine podcasts in the future. But as for the class of 2020, we want to congratulate everyone, and you're doing a great job. Hang in there. You know, it's, I know it's crazy time, but, you know, it is what it is. And, yeah, let's look forward to the fall. Hopefully we'll all go off to college without a hitch and not have to do this online thing. So congrats to our class of 2020.
Peace.